This is Trumpet Vibes, a low-key podcast where we explore and discuss all things related to the trumpet and how we, as trumpet players, navigate an ever-changing world within the music industry, all while keeping it chill, of course. I'm your host, Ellis Williams, entertainer, songwriter, businessman, with over 20 years on a horn and on the stage. Welcome back to Trumpet Vibes. This is episode 14, and it's a special quickie episode. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing an interesting story about my time in New York City just a few weeks ago. If you currently live in New York, been to New York, or read news about New York, I'm sure you'll be able to relate to this story. All I'm going to say is, you can meet some interesting characters in a big city. Now, let's unpack this and get into it. Did I just meet legendary jazz pianist John Lewis? Well, that's what I've been asking myself ever since that day in Manhattan just a few weeks ago. So, what was I doing in New York? Let's break it down. So, for those of you who do not know, I play trumpet for Good Shot Judy, a big amp, high octane, little swinging band out of Gloucester, Virginia. And we did some shows in Manhattan, including a place called Swing 46. And my God, it was amazing being able to play in my hometown. As a musician, I've always wanted to be able to play in New York professionally and even play in one of those jazz clubs like in Mo Better Blues. And if you don't know Mo Better Blues, as a trumpet player, you might want to drop everything and hop over to Netflix and check it out. But let's get back to the story. Before our show started, we wanted to go ahead and grab some drinks from Jimmy's Corner off of 7th Avenue and 44th Street. If you know, you know. Amazing drinks, $4. But this is where it happened. This is where I possibly met John Lewis. An elderly man sitting at the bar near the entrance as we walk in looks at us, weighs me down, and he says, "You guys look good, but not as good as me." With a nervous laughter, because you never know what to expect from a stranger in New York. I walk over there with my drink, rum and coke, by the way, gotta get it started right, and we start to have a conversation. Now, let me make this clear. He did not know that we were a band or had anything to do with music. I go over there, I have a conversation with him, and the first thing he says, yeah, my name John Lewis, and you know, I play piano, and he started making jokes and all that stuff, and he actually made a joke with our guitarist, asking him, you know, what's a whole note? And our guitarist says, well, you know, it's four beats, and he said, nah, a whole note is just that circle with the gap in the middle. And I just busted out laughing because, you know, sorry, Paul, he got you. At the moment, I did not know who John Lewis was, so I asked him, what kind of music did you play? Who did you perform with? This man claimed he performed and hung out with the greats, Sonny Stitt, Stan Getz, Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, which he called Charlie Bird, but hey, who am I to correct my elder? So he gave me a business card and he sent me to his actual website. And this is when things start to get kind of weird. So I take my phone out and I go to milesaheadinc.com. On this website, you'll see a picture of John Lewis. It could be him. It's a younger picture, so I don't know. There's a picture of Miles Davis. There's a picture of John Lewis with some other jazz greats. So far, you know, it kind of checks out. Business card makes sense. So far, everything's checking out. But still, it was still mind-boggling. And so the investigation began. What didn't sit right with me, what bothered me, was that his website was milesaheadinc.com. But if you're John Lewis, wouldn't you just have johnlewis.com? So I went ahead and looked into this John Lewis. I wanted to learn more about John Lewis. I found out that he was born John Aaron Lewis, and he's from La Grande Hay, Illinois. Hopefully I said that right. He's a jazz pianist, composer, and arranger, known for his work with a modern jazz quartet. He's been active since the 40s. and he played behind Charlie Parker, and he was a part of Miles Davis's Birth of Cool Sessions, not to be confused with his groundbreaking Kind of Blue album that released just 2 years later. So I came across two red flags. Okay, one of them is that, yes, the website is named after Miles Davis. And, you know, he has pictures of both John Lewis and Miles Davis. There's pictures of himself as, you know, as his current age. But there's other pictures that could be his younger self. It's really hard to tell. But the second red flag is his age. He said he was 88 years old. That means he would have been born in 1934. Which means he would have been in his mid-teens when he was performing with those greats. Now, mind you, Herbie Hancock was around 19 years old when he played with Miles, and he was born in 1940. By the way, a special happy belated birthday to Mr. Hancock, who just turned 82 years old a couple days ago. Now, I found some damning evidence that definitely destroyed this man's claim to being John Lewis. The real John Lewis actually died March 29, 2001. You see it on Wikipedia, and you see it on other websites and articles that talk about it. And even if this man was John Lewis, the real John Lewis was born in 1920, which would make this man 102 years old, and he don't look, I mean, black don't crack. We know that. But I don't know. So when I came across this discovery, I had to ask myself, why would a man lie about such a thing? Remember, he started talking about music before he even knew that I was a trumpet player and knew anything about music or jazz. So here are my theories. He could have a mental illness. Or maybe the real John Lewis faked his death. And this man is in fact him. You know, Wikipedia isn't as reliable as we think it is. But the most plausible is that he could be the son of John Lewis and is just spreading his father's legacy. Or it's all just a big cap. But I did invite him to come to Swing 46 later that night, and I didn't see him, so that was a bummer. But man, I would have loved to have more conversations with this guy. Out of all the great memories that we shared in those couple days in New York, the memory with this guy is probably the one that's going to stick with me for a long time. He gave me someone to research that I've never heard of before. And when I came home, I sat back and I listened to all of John Lewis's music. You should too. I'll give you a couple to start with. There's Delaney's Dilemma. Then you have Afternoon in Paris. And then check out Little Girl Blue. All great records by the great John Lewis. Another episode of Trumpet Vibes is in the books. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting. I really appreciate it. Now, if you want to go a step further, join my Patreon page for as low as $1 a month. You'll get general support, shoutouts, links and resources, everything a young trumpet player needs. You'll also get exclusive access to my Aftermath episodes. What are my Aftermath episodes, you ask? Well, you're just going to have to become a patron to find out. Also, I perform every Friday at 10 a.m. on Twitch. Come find me. That's EWYLLZ Music. Don't forget to check the show notes for more. Thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe and live the music. Chuck 'em.